Tully nodded.
If I knew what we were going to go through, I would have said screw the spike. The big hit man. I guess, when you think about it, it wasn't never that easy for nobody that ever made it. Yeah. What I did, I never thought it through. Or I would have figured the world would go crazy. I would have figured there'd be just a whole mob of them who'd kill anybody and do anything to get a hold of it. What the hell is wrong with this beer? It's got a kick like a mouse.
Better enjoy it. Fish appeared out of nowhere. He had a haggard, harried look. He joined them. It might be the last beer in town. He slumped, wrung out. I've done what I can. All we can do is wait. And hope. Smets asked,
What's going on out there? With the soldiers?
They're rounding out rebels. They're going to execute a big bunch in the morning. That ought to set off the explosion that will break the city wide open.
What if it don't? Tully asked.
Then we're screwed. Sooner or later they'll get us. Process of elimination. Fish stole a sip of Smed's beer. Cheer up. They're between us and the cholera. Maybe it'll get them before they get us.
Shit.
We gotta get some sleep.
You're kidding?
We ought to try. We ought at least to get out of sight. Out of sight, out of mind, as they say.
Smets fell asleep in about 2 minutes. He was not sure what wakened him. The sun was up. So were Tully and Fish. Up and out of there. Something made him start shivering. He went to the common room. It was empty. It hit him as he crossed to the door. The silence. The morning was as still as the grave. But for his footsteps, he would have feared he was deaf. The door groaned as he opened it. Everyone stood in the street, looking toward the center of ore, waiting for something. The wait was short. Smets felt it in the earth before it reached his ears. A monster vibration pursued by an avalanche of rage. A roar, almost like a blow. Fish told him. They started the executions. I was afraid they would chicken out. The roar grew louder, rolled closer, as an entire city, in a moment, decided that it had had enough of tyranny and oppression. The wave came into the street outside the Skull and Crossbones. The people reeled with it. Then mothers began herding children inside. Men began moving towards city center in a rage for death. Few of them armed, because the repeated searches by the Greys had turned up most of the privately held weapons. They had confiscated everything but the personal knife. Smets decided he must be getting old and cynical. He hadn't the slightest urge to get involved. Neither did Fish. Tully twitched for a moment, then stood fast. Many of the men in the street did the same. The